the Gospel of St. Matthew, I want to take you back to that 24th chapter again, and I just want to elevate a few verses. Walk back with me to that 11th verse. So let's pick up a few verses. Verse 11 says, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. But he who endures, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. Welcome me today from this topic. Keep pressing no matter what. Keep pressing no matter what. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Keep pressing no matter what. How many of y'all know that we only get to live this life once? We get to do this once, and we must make every moment count. There are no do-overs. Am I right? Amen. So we must keep pressing no matter what. Anybody ever stopped and thought that with all the stuff going on around us, we may not even be living in our last days? Yep, they've started another war. Whether you thought about it or not, whether you're willing to admit it or not, I came by to tell you to get ready. You ever noticed that there are a whole lot of forecasters out there? Whole lot of folk trying to predict something. Whole lot of the world, we got in this world a lot of would-be prophets. Amen. Trying to predict the future. Yes, sir. Folk constantly trying to predict future events. Trying to predict political events and predict athletic events, and just trying to predict the future. But if they're really a prophet, why do they always miss it, Deke? They're not. Anybody know that there are some false prophets out there? Exactly. The fact of the matter is, false prophets are unpredictable. Weather forecasters are unpredictable. Fortune tellers are unpredictable. But the word of God, oh God, stands for them. Batting a thousand, I tell you. Biblical prophecy is a sure thing. And as we examine all the things going on around us in this world today, this chapter 24 is kind of timely, am I right? This chapter 24 of Matthew is telling us that all this mess will pass. And we get only one shot. We get only one shot. We got one life. And in spite of all the deception going on, in spite of all the hate around us, in spite of all the false prophets popping up, God is still God. And our life belongs to him. Somebody say, Lord, thank you. When you really think about it, with all the unpredictability, all the stuff going on around us. Isn't it good to know that our life belongs to God? Thank you, Lord. And this message to you today is, in spite of all the stuff going on around you, keep pressing. Keep pressing, keep pressing, no matter what. In Matthew 24, Jesus is predicting the signs and seasons and conditions that will exist before he comes again. Amen? How many of y'all kind of can't wait till Jesus comes back? Yeah. You know, man, there's some days you just say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. He's saying to you today, endure to the end. And if you endure to the end, he said, you will be saved. You're going to make it through all this mess. You are going to be saved. Look around, church. See what's happening around us. Get ready and keep pressing no matter what. There's a few things God's going to leave you today. Keep pressing no matter what. The first thing is this. There's still only one Jesus. I know a lot of folk, you know, think they all that and kings and, you know, want to be almighty. But there's still only one Jesus. Keep pressing no matter what. The first thing God wants you to know is that there's still only one Jesus. Come on, let's pick up a couple of verses. Pick up that verse 4 with me. Let's read a couple of verses. It says, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Watch this. Verse 5. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. And will deceive many. Aren't you glad there's still only one Jesus? No matter who puts a crown on their head around him, there's still only one Jesus. Don't get it twisted. What Jesus is saying, don't you be deceived now. People come talking about I'm the Christ. No, no, there's only one. If you don't get it today, for one, it's either anywhere you go, you run into people trying to pretend to be Christ Jesus. They, a lot of folk want to have power, and a lot of folk want to know everything, and some pretend to be in control, and some want to be kings. Too many religions out there that don't include Jesus. Can I preach this? As a matter of fact, some of the so-called Christian churches, oh, watch out now, are leaving Jesus out. They preach anything but Jesus. You know, you walk in, you see all kinds of music and sound good, and they got folk dancing and going on, and but no Jesus. Jesus is saying to us today, we better take heed and don't be fooled by the foolishness. Don't be fooled by the foolishness. Too many religions don't include Jesus. Too much religion going on without the true Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way. He said, what else? The truth and the life. Yeah. There ain't but one Jesus. There's still only one Jesus. One day, while I was in the barbershop, some so-called evangelist was talking about Jesus, the prophet. Got my attention. And I know what Jesus you know, but you know, he said, Jesus the prophet is
going back to heaven one day to prepare a place. My Bible tells me that he's already prepared a place for me. You can think whatever you want to think. This man just kept, he went on saying that just the anointed ones, you know, the 144,000 Jews are going to heaven. What? My Bible said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. Aren't you glad they ain't but one Jesus? There seems to be more than ever now false religion and folk who claim to know the way and folk discovering their own path to God. Church, Jesus said, there ain't but one way. And he says, I'm the way. And don't you even think about getting to my Father unless you what? Come through me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, there ain't but one way. And I thank God, there ain't but one Jesus. Although religion without Jesus appears to be on the rise, all these religions need to know that there ain't but one Jesus. You have a witness out there? Jesus told us there ain't but one way. I'm the way, I'm the way, I'm the way. Jesus told us in this world, we're going to experience some stuff. But just keep pressing. In this word today, he says, don't be deceived, because there ain't but one me. Amen. Folk gonna come up talking about they me. But don't you be deceived, because there ain't but one me. A whole lot of folk will show up claiming to be me, but ain't but one me. A whole lot of folk will claim to know me, but ain't but one me. Jesus said, don't be fooled by the foolishness. Yes. False religions, false prophets, and antichrists will offer you many solutions. Name one solution, and his name is? Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. One way to be saved from all this mess, and his name is? Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's the only one. He's the only way. And he's coming back. Yeah, he is. Keep pressing, no matter what. And the first thing is there's still only one Jesus. And the second thing is not only there's still only one Jesus, but the second thing is there's going to be conflict. You just heard Jesus say so. Am I right? There's going to be conflict. Let's just pick up a few verses. Let's go pick up that verse 10. We'll get this word. We'll get this word. Verse 10 says, and then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. There's going to be conflict. How many know that? People are turning against one another more and more every day. Do I have a witness? How many know that marriages are falling apart all around us? Families are falling apart all around us. That used to be family was family. Don't care what you do, you're still family. Now you do something, they kick you out of the family. What kind of mess is that? The home is being destroyed. And we got this young generation, this old generation stuff going on. Amen? If the young ones wise, they take heed to those that have been through it already. Am I right about it? There's something you can learn from the old generation. churches are even against churches.
True, true, true.
Before I was preaching at this Methodist church one day, and you know, once the service was over and everything, the Methodist pastor actually came up to me and with a big grin on his face, talking about, you know, only Methodists are going to heaven.
Oh. The what?
Church, every day we see so much division and conflict, but you know, it's a part of life, am I right? The Bible said there's going to be conflict. Mm-hmm. Nation against nation. Y'all saw it. Then verse 7 again said, for the nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. How many of y'all have seen that around the world already? Yeah, somebody say, it ain't just local, across the water. It's local. Amen. Church, there's worldwide chaos happening right before our eyes. Do you have a witness? Hate is indeed all around us. And love has grown cold, the Bible says. Hearts are getting harder. There's always been conflict among nations, but it seems to be more and more out of control. Man, I heard Deacon and Sunday School say the rules have changed. They're going after heads of nations now. There used to be some etiquette in this thing. Women, children, you know, certain things, you know, they're just bombing everybody now. Oh, Lord. There's conflict going on. Am I right? Nations, including the United States of America, seemingly taking God out of the picture. There's the problem. If you want to know why there's so much chaos and so much conflict among people, then that's the reason. The more we take God out, the worse things will become. Am I right? Jesus is telling us today, get ready, and you've got to endure no matter what. Keep pressing no matter what. He says, get ready. More wars are coming. More attacks are coming. More diseases are coming. Get ready. More earthquakes and hurricanes are coming. More people will be hungry. More conflicts and more dangers than ever. Get ready. And if you are one of those who dare to follow Jesus, if you're one of those who dare to call the name of Jesus, there are going to be some rough times. But you've got to press right through it. You got to keep pressing no matter what. You're going to be persecuted, but you better keep pressing no matter what. Division and strife is a part of life, but you got to keep pressing. You know, hold on to your faith. Keep trusting in the Lord and endure to the end. Keep pressing no matter what. The first thing is, there's still only one Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. A whole lot of folks think they, you know, got a lot of power and all that. But that's still only one Jesus. I thank you, Lord, there's still only one Jesus. The second thing is, there's going to be conflict. And the last thing is this. There's a word that will last. There's a word. And if you like, you can say the word that will last. Thank you, Lord. Keep pressing. No matter what, there's still only one Jesus. There's going to be conflict. And there's a word that will last. The Let's pick up that verse 13 and take it on home. This was my nugget. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel, somebody said this gospel. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the word is going to get to everybody who is somebody around this world. And then the end will come. There's a word that will last. All these so-called kings are going to come and go. But there's a word that will last. How many of you know God's word lives forever?
Amen.
Yeah, it does. The gospel of Jesus lives forever. The gospel of Jesus will never fail because Jesus did not fail. How many of y'all know that Jesus did fail? How many of y'all know? How many witnesses? What is the gospel of Jesus Christ, you say, Pastor? The gospel of Jesus Christ is that Jesus died on the third day. Well, actually, before he rose, they buried him. He died. He was buried. And then on the third day, he rose from the dead with all power. That's the gospel. That's the simple truth that saves. If you believe it, you shall be saved. Thank you, Lord. As I get ready to take this on home, I'm going to do a different kind of illustration there. Is that all right? As I get ready to close, let me show you something. Let me show you something.
What is this?
Deck of cards. Deck of cards, yeah. Somebody been playing cards now. You know, I've been playing cards a great deal of my life. Learned how to play a lot of games, you know. Pretty good at spades. Somebody on this service today knew I was pretty good at big whist. But you know what? One of the games that we used to love playing growing up was called I Declare War. You know, you had to have at least two, but sometimes there were more than two, you know, how many cards you can deal around. But the way the game went is you dealt the cards, and then, you know, everybody turned the card over, and the one that had the highest card would win. If they had the same cards that you put out, then that's when you had to declare war, right? Yeah, you know, it's I Declare War. And if your card was the highest card, you would win. Oh, y'all stay with me just for a minute. So where are you going with this, Pastor? Well, Satan, I declare war on Satan. How about you? You gonna join me? Y'all wanna enter that game with me? Because I know God's word trumps Satan. Ah. Well, Satan, I declare war. The word of God never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word lives forever. I've got a deck of cards today called the word of God. You know this game called life? Yeah. How many of y'all playing? Yeah. Oh. You're going to play that game whether you want to or not. Yeah. The question is, how well are you playing it? Yeah. What kind of cards are you using? Yeah. Let me help you out. See, for me, I've thrown out all the jokers in my life. I've thrown the jokers out. And then I got me, I'm holding on to a king. Somebody knew where I'm going with this. and I'm holding on to an ace. Because in the game of I declare war, those are the highest and they will win. Oh, thank you, Lord. What are you talking about, Pastor? Well, Jesus is my King of Kings. How about you? I know when I lay that card down, I'm going to always win. Satan, I declare war. And not only is he my King of Kings, but you know what? He's my ace in the hole. You know, when I'm burdened down, when I got tears in my eyes, when I want to give up, when it seems like everything is going wrong, I still got an ace in the hole. And his name is?
Jesus.
Satan, I declare war today. And Jesus has already ensured that I've won that game. Oh, God, y'all would give God some praise right now. Thank you, Lord. In spite of everything going on around us, the gospel of Jesus Christ will never fail. And his word will last. Everything going from bad to worse around you. Somebody say, but God. The word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ will last. Thank you, Lord. The word of God is advancing all around us. You don't believe it? Let me help you. The word can be heard on the radio. Am I right? The word can be heard on the television. Am I right? The word can be spread on the internet. Am I right? The word can be seen on your phone. I'm telling you, the word of God is advancing all around the world. The word of God will last. Keep believing the word. Keep living the word. Keep sharing the word. Keep loving the word. Keep pressing. No matter what, we are full of hope. We are full of faith. We are full of joy. And his name is. Keep looking up. Keep moving on. We are ready, Jesus, because our Lord and Savior lives inside of us. And he's coming for us. Thank you, Jesus. Keep pressing no matter what. Live, laugh, and love. Make the best of every moment. There's no time to waste. Time is winding up. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Give your best to the ones you say you love. You only get to do this once. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Keep enduring. Because those who endure to the end will be saved. There's still only one Jesus. There's going to be conflict. There's a word that will last. And his name is?
Jesus.
Y'all give God some praise in this place. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Father. How many of y'all declare war on Satan today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's go on our feet as we come now. Invitation discipleship.